Humid air is very slowly working its way across eastern New York and western New England. Areas to the south and to the west of the capital region have been rather muggy already this afternoon, and that humid air will work its way to the northeast during the late day hours into tonight, so by later tonight, we are all going to be in that muggy air. We've had a few showers and thunderstorms pop up this afternoon, and there's going to still be a chance for showers and thunderstorms during the late afternoon into tonight. It's not going to rain everywhere, but if you happen to have a thunderstorm where you are, it may be on the heavier side. Of course, you need to be aware of the weather in the coming hours. If there's any lightning near where you are, you'll want to make sure that you are in a safe place until that storm does safely pass. Any thunderstorm will have the potential to produce heavy downpours. That's due to the humidity level increasing. And a couple of these storms may also produce damaging winds. So keep an eye on the weather in the coming hours. Like I said, it's not going to be an everywhere threat. Some spots will miss out, but other spots are going to get some rain. And with the humidity coming up tonight, some areas of fog are likely to form, especially near bodies of water and in spots where rain fell today or tonight. Temperatures tonight will be in the 60s to low 70s, so it's going to be uncomfortable for sleeping. The humidity really is going to make a big difference there. And as we go into the day tomorrow, a cold front is going to come through, and it's going to come through a very humid air mass. So again, thunderstorms are likely tomorrow. Downpours are a big concern tomorrow. It's going to be a situation where some areas may see enough rain that some localized flooding is a possibility. So do be aware of that. And temperatures tomorrow will be in the upper 70s to low 80s, but with the humidity, it's going to make it feel a bit warmer. And then on Friday, that front will be out over the ocean. We're going to have a pleasant day. It'll still be warm with temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s, so we'll be in similar temperature territory as tomorrow, but the humidity is going to be much, much lower, and that's going to make it feel fantastic. We'll see plenty of sunshine on Friday, and Saturday we'll have a little touch of spring. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, warm and more humid with areas of fog, lows in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, rain and thunderstorms likely with some downpours, humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, scattered rain and thunderstorms, warm and more humid with patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And for tomorrow, rain and thunderstorms likely with some downpours, humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, scattered rain and thunderstorms, warm and more humid with areas of fog, lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Tomorrow, rain and thunderstorms likely with some downpours, humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, scattered rain and thunderstorms, warm and more humid, areas of fog, lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And for tomorrow, rain and thunderstorms likely, some downpours, humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, breezy, warm, and less humid, highs around 80, and on Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.